This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. And I want to open up by talking a little bit about, again, when you reopen the economy. Because yesterday, I opened the show with this remarkable study by an Israeli professor. And it's just so hard to believe. No one knows about it. And what it said was, this Israeli professor studied all the nations of the world and how they responded to coronavirus, and whether you closed your economy or opened it, the response and the deaths and the sickness are almost exactly the same. Almost exactly. So why are we closing our economies, and why don't we know about this? You know? Why don't we know about it? Why does Trump not know about it? Why does each individual governor not know about it? Here's the story. Israeli professor shows virus follows fixed pattern. Professor Yitzhak Ben Israel of Tel Aviv University. So this is a medical guy. Serves on the research and development advisory board for Teva Pharmaceutical Industries. Plotted the rates of new coronavirus infections for the United States, UK, Sweden, Italy, Israel, Switzerland, France, Germany, and Spain. And the numbers told a shocking story, irrespective of whether the country quarantined like Israel or went about business as usual like Sweden. Coronavirus peaked and subsided in the exact same way. In the exact same way. If you weren't with us yesterday, you're hearing it now. If you were with us yesterday, you should rehear this. His graphs show that all countries experienced seemingly identical coronavirus infection patterns, with the number of infected peaking in the sixth week and rapidly subsiding by the eighth week. The Wuhan virus follows its own pattern, he told an Israeli news agency. It is a fixed pattern that is not dependent on freedom or quarantine. There is a decline in the number of infections, even in countries that never closed their economy, and it's similar to the countries who did close their economies. Is the coronavirus expansion exponential? The answer by the numbers is simple. No. Expansion begins exponentially but fades quickly after about 8 weeks. And the reason why it follows a fixed pattern, unknown. He said, I have no explanation. Professor Yitzhak Ben Israel says, I have no explanation. There are all kinds of speculation. Maybe it's climate related. Maybe the virus has its own life cycle. But what about Italy and their staggering 12% mortality rate? The health system in Italy has its own problems, he said. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. In 2017, it also collapsed because of the flu. And their high coronavirus mortality rate is eerily reminiscent of their unusually high flu mortality rates. And supportive of this theory, Germany has low flu infection and mortality rates and similarly low coronavirus rates. The other thing that was very interesting about this column is they talk about all of these countries that closed their entire economies and ruined everyone's life, did it based on one guy's model, Neil Ferguson, with a UK computer model, British modeling system, that has a history of wildly overestimating death rates. Now, I quoted a month ago in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, no, it must have been early February, early to mid-February, so now it's 2 months ago. I quoted the fact that the CDC predicted 1 million Africans would die of Ebola in Africa, and under 30,000 died. Or actually, it was 1 million would get it, and under 30,000 got it. So I said, wild, hysterical, over-exaggeration, bad, bad models of the CDC. And this guy, I mentioned this guy, his model was suddenly downgraded from 2.2 million dead in the United States to 200,000 and 500,000 dead in the UK to 20,000. But what I didn't know, this article tells me about this Israeli professor, is that this same professor, Neil Ferguson in England, has never been reliable. His models are ridiculous. In 2001, his disease model screwed everything up. It said 150,000 people could die in the UK from mad cow disease, and there's been 177 deaths to date. His UK coronavirus death prediction is now down to 20,000 people in England. That's 4% of the original prediction. So we based it all in America. We closed the economy and ruined everyone's lives on the most ridiculous model ever. And we've got proof that the virus kills and sickens the same amount of people whether you close the economy or open it. How do you like that? So why are we so insane now? I even get why you were insane 2 months ago. You were nervous that the 2.2 million could be right, President Trump. I get it. But has anybody told you about this professor in Israel and his model that shows it doesn't matter whether you open the economy or close it? So now there's no excuse. Just open the economy. And when we left, I mentioned something, and I made a note. I was going to mention it when we came back. The very last words I used on my radio show were, hey, Governor Sisolak, you've got to open this economy, or I'm going to put a march together that's going to remind you of Selma. And I want to make sure no liberal comes after me and says Wayne was like downplaying black people's civil rights movement. First of all, I grew up in an all-black town. I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town and went to an all-black high school. My high school was about 90% black, African-American. And all my friends were either Italian in the neighborhood or black at the school. So I hung out with nothing but black people. My bar mitzvah is the only Jew I knew in the world who had mostly black people in my bar mitzvah, okay? So don't ever criticize me because I believe in civil rights. I'm a conservative who believes in civil rights. I'm a conservative who lived in black neighborhoods and black schools. And so when I said Selma, the only thing I meant, I want to make sure everybody knows that, is the size of the march. Selma, I assume, was one of the biggest marches ever. And it was a significant march. I'm not comparing my problems to the black civil rights movement, although I would say the civil rights of every small business person in America and in Nevada and in Las Vegas have in fact been violated. I don't believe any governor has a right to shut my personal property down or my business down. If I'm willing to live by the same rules as Costco, or pawn shops, or pot shops, or Indian reservations, or supermarkets, or drugstores, the list is long. They're all allowed to operate, but not other people's businesses. And I believe this should have all been taken to court, and a lot of people should have been suing. Big mistake, you didn't sue. But in the end, I just want to make sure everybody knew. I made a note for myself the minute the segment ended that I said the word Selma. I want to make sure no one thought I was putting down the black civil rights movement. If anything, I was lifting it up. And I was saying it's historically significant, Selma, and it was a gigantic march that changed the world, and I think I could put together a march here in Las Vegas that could literally change the direction of what we open the state of Nevada. So I'm asking right now, if you're listening and you agree that it's time for that march and you think we should put it on, then I want you to email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you're in, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And we'll see what happens over the next few days if I want to organize the biggest march the state of Nevada has ever seen and Las Vegas has ever seen and Governor Sisolak has ever seen. We'll see if that's necessary or not. And if it is, I'll very quickly organize it because I'm the only guy in the state who can make it happen. I will organize it. So email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, if you think that's something we all need to do. Let's talk a little bit about something I was right about as well, which is from the very beginning, I guessed that the death rate was ridiculous. And it was ridiculous because most people who get coronavirus don't tell you they have coronavirus. And how did I guess that? Because this all started in China, and I said there are millions with it, not 85,000, millions with it in China, coronavirus. And it's not 3,000 dead. It's probably 200, 300, 400, 500,000 dead. They're burning bodies in crematoriums, and they can't keep up with them. They're stacked outside in China. So I knew it was much worse than they said. But I also knew because of China's authoritarian role, authoritarian government and attitude, that anybody who says they have coronavirus could be shot in the head and killed. Shot in the head and killed. So you're not going to tell the government you have coronavirus if it's a mild case. You're going to shut up and stay in your house. So now I was right. New antibody testing reveals coronavirus infections in the Bay Area maybe 85 times higher than reported. I was right. First of all, don't forget, a lot of people get it so mild they don't even know they've got it. Or they just think it's a little cold. And then a lot of other people have it and they're scared to report it. They don't want to be the person who got coronavirus. They don't want to tell their friends I have coronavirus. Nobody will ever come over your house again. Nobody will want to go to dinner with you. People be like, ooh, you must have done something wrong. You know the way people are. He's got coronavirus. He must have done something wrong. And of course, nobody did anything wrong to get it. Nobody deserves it. But nobody wants to be that stigmatized person. So I was right. 85 times more have it in San Francisco than anybody thought. That's got to be the case all over the United States. And if 85 times more people have it than anybody knows, then the death rate is tiny. The same as the flu. A team of researchers in California found that the number of coronavirus cases in one county may be up to 85 times higher than what health officials have tallied. And their data may help better estimate the virus's true fatality rate. Stanford University-led researchers tested 3,330 adults and children in Santa Clara County who were recruited using Facebook ads for SARS-CoV-2 antibodies and found that the population prevalence in Santa Clara of coronavirus ranged from 2.49% to 4.16%. The most important implication of these findings is the number of infections is so much greater than the reported number of cases. Our data imply that by April 1st, between 48,000 and 81,000 people have been affected in Santa Clara County. And the number that we knew about was only 956 at that time. So it's between 50 and 85% lower than number of actual infections. And therefore the death rate is far, far, far lower. So why on earth are we worried about reopening the economy? Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. And by the way, I was asking you if you wanted me to organize a protest march down the Vegas Strip, the biggest one this town has ever seen, to convince Governor Sisolak that it's time to reopen businesses by May 1st, at the latest by May 1st. As long, I'm talking about small business now. I'm not fighting for the casinos. Let the casinos fight for themselves. They give out million-dollar donations. I'm not worried about them. They'll be talking to Sisolak, believe me. I'm talking about the average, everyday human being. The average employee, the average taxpayer, the average property taxpayer, the average business owner, small business owner. We have every right to be open the same way Costco is. You want us to wear gloves and mask? Okay. You want us to practice social distancing? Okay. You want us to practice spacing? Okay. Whatever we need to do, we have a right to be open. My grandfather used to say there are two rules in business. The customer is always right and the customer is wrong. Refer back to rule number one. Guess who the customers are, Governor Sisolak? We are. We are the customers. You work for us. We don't work for you. We're the customers. All that matters is we got to open. You can't close us down and bankrupt us. If you agree it's time for a march on this town like this town has never seen, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll take it all into consideration. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Strauss Heart Drops. They've sold over a million of them in Canada. This is their first attempt in the United States on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. It's an honor. Proud to be representing you on the show. They say if you're in front of a mirror, they want you to look right now at your earlobes. Get in front of a mirror. Look at your earlobes. Strauss says in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, you got a problem. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantee you your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. 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 Then click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then click on cinnamon flavor. You will not be sorry. Believe me, that's the best flavor. I mentioned evil earlier in the show, and maybe the people aren't evil. Maybe. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But their actions are evil. Nancy Pelosi at the top of the list. You know, small businesses like me are waiting in line to get money to make sure we could survive. You closed us down. No fault of our own. You ruined our business, and then you have the nerve to try and stop the Small Business Fund from adding money so we're not going to be funded? It's run out of money? That's evil. Nancy Pelosi's evil. And let me mention Dan Schwartz on the Republican side. I've never said a Republican's evil before. Dan Rodheimer is my friend, a great friend, former WWE wrestler. And he may be 6'7", 300 pounds, but he's the sweetest human being you've ever met in your life. He doesn't have a bad bone in his body. And he's got five beautiful kids, and a sixth on the way. His wife Sarah's pregnant again, and their daughter Violet is 4 years old, and she was in a hospital for 4 weeks in the ICU. Her lungs had pneumonia. They didn't know if they're going to have to take part of the lungs out. This happy little beautiful little girl is now home and playing again, and he just gets home from the hospital. His pregnant wife, right in the middle of the coronavirus epidemic, has to spend 4 weeks in an ICU. Can't leave, because if you go home, they won't let you back. Right? And him and her get home with the child, and he's met by new ads on TV created by Dan Schwartz that literally poison the name of Dan Rodheimer. Vicious, horrible, he says, lies and slander. I wasn't there. I know that my good friend is the sweetest guy in the world. He says total lies, total slander, total exaggeration, total ridiculous, low ball, below the, you know, hit below the Mason-Dixon line, as they say in the, below the belt in the ring. You know, a shot to the you-know-what, the cojones. Low blow. In politics, we know it's dirty. We know about negative campaigning. I get that. This is disgusting. I think Dan Schwartz needs to be told by everyone. You look up Dan Schwartz's website. Go tell him that all of us demand he take that ad down immediately. It is disgusting. Dan Rodheimer just got back from the ICU for 4 weeks with his little girl, and you're going to poison his name on TV? That's disgusting. What you've done is it's going to boomerang. Dan Schwartz, you're going to poison your name for ever. What you've done is the lowest thing I've ever heard of in the history of politics. Guy and his wife, pregnant wife, just got home from the hospital. And you make up stories about him and try and make him into the worst guy in the world. That's disgusting. That's not hitting below the belt. That's not hitting below the Mason-Dixon line. That is the lowest political attack I've ever seen by Dan Schwartz. And vote for Dan Rodheimer.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Still no agreement on funding for the popular small business loan program, and according to Senate Minority Leader from New York, Democrat Chuck Schumer, there's some big problems with the Paycheck Protection Program.
Though there are a lot of problems with the program, smaller businesses don't seem to be able to get it. You know, if you're a business with 400 people and a good connection with a banker, you're going to get it. If you're a restaurant, you're having real trouble. If you're a minority business, inner city, rural, they're all having trouble.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he did not name any small businesses that were denied loans because they were either small businesses in rural areas or had minority business owners. In financial news, the Dow closed up 704 points to finish at 24,242, and President Trump holding his coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare isn't health insurance. I think it's better. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums versus what I was paying for Aetna health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? They paid for my kidney stone surgery last year, the first time I've ever been sick in my life with anything. $27,000 hospital bill, they paid the whole thing. Amazing. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's toll-free, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a VIP. Our guest is here, Christina Layla. She's on this show usually every other week, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. I've really got, you know, four go-to sites in my life. And by the way, one of them used to be Drudge Report, and it's horrible. They've ruined it. Somehow he sold out to a liberal, and they kept it quiet. They never told anyone, and they changed the entire Drudge. And every single article on Drudge is anti-Trump or leans you to be anti-Trump subtly. Either subtly or in your face, it's anti-Trump. The Drudge Report has become a disaster. So nowadays, I always go to Fox News still. I always go to Breitbart. I always go to Zero Hedge. And I always go to Gateway Pundit. Those are my favorite websites in the world, and I get all my news from them. And they're fantastic, and I'm just embarrassed what happened to Drudge. What a joke. Christina Layla's with us, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Thank you for all you do at Gateway Pundit, Christina.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. How are you?
Have you noticed how bad Drudge is?
Oh, yes. It's like the end of the world if you go there.
I mean, they've absolutely sold out. He sold out to a liberal. Didn't want to tell anybody. Nobody, obviously, can't be Matt Drudge anymore unless he's turned not just anti-Trump, but anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-capitalism. It's horrible. What a horrible thing they did to that place. Oh, God. Terrible. All right. Christina, you've got some great stories at TheGatewayPundit.com. First of all, 20,000 SBA loans go unprocessed as of yesterday. I'm sure it's a lot more by today.
Right.
After Pelosi, the Democrats block funding. Now, I'm a small businessman, and I've applied for three of my companies. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I got in under the wire, but yet, I don't think there's any money, so it doesn't matter. Until they increase the funding, expand the funding, I can't get my checks. And what matters in America is small business. Without small business, we're dead. All the employees, I think it's 55% of all private sector employees, mm-hmm. work for a small business. So this is a disaster, and Nancy Pelosi's giving a finger to every small business person in America.
Right. You know, the money ran out of the Paycheck Protection Program, and I personally received a lot of texts and emails from people saying, look, I applied, you know, I'm a small business owner, I have 20 employees or I have 50 employees, and look at this email I got. You know, so they're showing me these emails saying, well, we can't, you know, you've been declined because Congress hasn't approved an extension. And these are people who have been forced out of business. This is not a recession. This is not a downturn. The local and state governments have forced these people to close down, and they have no cash flow right now. And Nancy Pelosi is in her mansion up in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and she's got her premium chocolate ice cream, and she's showing off her kitchen, and she's got, you know, a $2,000 cashmere sweater around her neck while people are standing in line at food banks and businesses are closed.
Christina, tell me what that means, because if I don't know, then the average person listening has no idea. I've heard about this, but I didn't see it. Where did Nancy Pelosi show off her expensive $25,000 refrigerators with a fur around her neck or something and talking about all the premium ice cream? What happened? I don't even know about that.
She went on a late night show, and, you know, she's in her home in San Francisco right now, and she's in her kitchen. And so she was like, hey, you know, the late night host asked her, well, how are you feeling with quarantine? She was like, oh, chocolate is getting me through. And she opens, and she's in this, like, luxurious kitchen with these huge refrigerators. And the internet sleuths said they're about $15,000 a piece or so. And she opens the freezer, and she's got this expensive ice cream. They go for $13 a pint. The pint is like those small, tiny little tubs. These are, I haven't even seen these before.
There's Christina, you know her husband's worth like $600 million,
right.
So why should anyone be surprised?
Right, and here we have Americans waiting in line for miles at food banks across the country, and businesses have no cash flow right now. And she really, this is her let them eat cake moment.
Right. No, it's a clueless moment. Look, no one is surprised that Nancy Pelosi lives in a mansion or that she's got very expensive refrigerators or expensive ice cream in them. I get that. What we're surprised at is how she could be that dumb to show that off on a late night show. That's idiotic, especially now. That's idiotic.
Right.
And especially not just in tough times, but the Democrat Party in all times is supposed to be a party of poor and working class and welfare people. So it's even in good times, it's idiotic to show off how rich you are, Nancy, but certainly to rub it in people's faces now was a big mistake. Okay, I didn't know she was on late night TV doing that. Okay, all right, cool. Well, that's why I go to a Gateway Pundit. As a matter of fact, I just went to Gateway Pundit now while we're speaking, and there's a brand new headline that makes me so happy. Alabama and Texas announced plans to reopen businesses, some immediately. Immediately. So Alabama's going to reopen immediately, and Texas Governor Abbott plans to slowly start opening the state's economy next week. That is music to my ears. That's good news.
Right, and this is what most states should be doing right now, because we do have some hot spots, and those states maybe should have stricter orders, but Texas and Alabama, there's other states, California, and other states in the West that don't have that many coronavirus cases.
Nevada, where I live.
Shut down.
Right. Nevada, where I live, very low. Mm-hmm. 3.3 million people, and there's like 135 dead. You got to be kidding me. You don't close an economy over that. That's insanity. And I'm not complaining. Right. Don't let anyone claim I was, Wayne wants more dead or something. No, I'm celebrating there's only 130 dead. But out of 3.3 million people, it's just not enough. You know, as I said earlier in the show, Christina, I don't know. I'm just purely guessing. I'm throwing darts in the dark. But I guarantee you, my guess is if you looked last year, day for day with the past month, in Nevada, I'll bet the death count was higher a year ago from the flu than it is today from coronavirus in Nevada. And I'm willing to bet you for sure, I'll bet every dollar I've got, that the overall death count for the last month was higher a year ago for cancer, heart disease, car accidents, opioid addiction, drug deaths, and alcoholism. We don't close the world for those. Why do we close it for this? So it doesn't make sense. It's just bizarre. The people don't ask any questions anymore. They just take whatever is sent their way. It's crazy.
Anyone who does ask questions gets attacked.
Right.
It's like, you're right.
It's unbelievable. Try my life, Christina. Live my world for a minute. Do you understand that Media Matters slammed me and slandered me because I have an advertiser that sells silver, and silver is good for you, they said, and silver increases your immune system, builds your immune system, and it's not my company, but I do take the product and think it's fantastic, and I haven't got the flu or cold in 4 years, but they came after me and tried to ruin my life and my career over silver advertiser. You got to be kidding me. This is how absurd it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, I'm always telling people I'm a health nut, right? I eat organic food. I'm non-gluten. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. Yes, I take silver, and I exercise an hour a day. Hard. And that's why I believe I'm healthy, and I believe that will help protect you. And I say that proudly. Do you know that's the kind of thing they hung me for? Well, Chris Cuomo and his wife were bragging that they believe in holistic doctors and holistic health, and they're taking vitamins and they're not taking drugs to help him with his, and now she's got coronavirus. And nobody attacked them. No one tried to take their career away for saying they take vitamins and nutritional supplements instead of drugs. But when I do it, I'm a bad guy. How do you let these people get away with this? I have no idea.
Oh, they're terrible. Media Matters attacks us a lot, too.
Terrible. All right. Trump unloads on Cuomo after coronavirus rant accusing the president of passing the buck without passing the bucks. What was Cuomo talking about? Hasn't Trump given him, like, more money than any state's ever gotten in the history of mankind for any pandemic?
Right. Trump's given him ventilators, money, and here's the funny thing is that he has now too many ventilators, so he's giving some excess over, I think, to Michigan now.
And New Jersey. I saw New Jersey.
So Trump's saying, look, he's trying to hand over the authority to the state, saying, take care of yourselves, and we have your back. which is what he's supposed to do. So then, well, if Trump says that he's going to take power and he's going to open states, then he's an authoritarian. So now he's taking a step back saying, well, it's up to you. Take care of your people in your state. We have your back. It's just never, this is an excuse to attack the president.
It is. Some other top stories at thegatewaypundit.com. This one was one I only saw at your site, retaliation. No other site had this. Mm-hmm. That Michigan's Democrat governor, Whitmer, threatens to extend the stay-at-home order in response to the protesters. So she's saying, you made me look bad. I'm going to make you stay in your house even longer? Is that what she's saying?
Right. So this governor instructed the citizens of Michigan, told them they are not allowed to drive to their own home. So, for example, if someone had a lake house, they can't drive there for Easter. There's no reasoning behind it. So people protested. They went out and drove their cars. It's called, I think, Operation Gridlock. And she's saying, well, I think I'm going to extend the stay-at-home order because of this.
Terrible people. Pure evil. Can you imagine having two houses and they tell you can't drive to your other inside your own
what's
state?
What's the point of that?
It's your house. You paid for it. Screw her. Right. Screw her. All these governors, these Democrat governors are out of their mind with power. Sick with power. Drunk with power. Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Always love having you on. TheGatewayPundit.com. P-U-N-D-I-T. Christina, have a great weekend.
You too, Wayne.
All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden. If you asked him to spell cat and you said first C and then A, his wife would have to give him the clue for the third one. He doesn't even know where he is anymore. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War the Warrior, on USA Radio Nationwide. I was mentioning the most evil people in the world. Well, you know, or at least people who do the most evil things. Evil things. Not everybody who does evil things is evil. I'm sure if I sat across the table at dinner time from some of these Democrats, they'd probably be okay people. I have Democrat friends. So, but if the things you do are evil, maybe it doesn't make you evil, but you're still doing terrible evil things. So Gavin Newsom comes to mind. Can you imagine taking taxpayer money, not in a time of wealth and prosperity, but in a time of poverty and misery and malaise and uncertainty, and no one knows how they're going to pay their bills, and you've stripped everyone of their money and their jobs and their careers, and you've closed their small business, and you've ruined everyone's future, and they don't know how they're going to pay for their kids to go to college. This is the nightmare of all time. And you take those people's tax money and you give it to illegal aliens. And that's Gavin Newsom in California. They're demanding money from the rest of us only to give it to illegal aliens. And I always thought that was evil and terrible in the old days when we were living in a prosperous Trump economy. You can't compare it to now when everybody is broke and doesn't have any idea what the future will bring or how they're going to make money in the future. There's no way you can justify that now. And yet they're doing it. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Here's an article. Once again, California Governor Gavin Newsom has gone to extraordinary lengths to reward illegal immigration and encourage illegal aliens to stay in the United States. On Wednesday, he announced that due to the coronavirus pandemic, California will give $500 checks to 150,000 low-income illegal aliens. The cost to taxpayers will be $125 million. This came a day after Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced illegal aliens will be eligible to receive $1,500 checks the city will be handing out to its residents. And what they're doing is illegal. I think they should both be arrested. They should be arrested. Trump should perp walk them out of their offices. It's illegal under federal law. In 1996, Congress passed a major welfare reform act, a crucial section of that law prohibits state and localities from giving public benefits to illegal aliens. And it remains in federal law today. Number 8, USC 1621. An illegal alien is not eligible for any state or local public benefit. Public benefit includes any benefit for which payments or assistance are provided to an individual, household, or family eligibility unit by an agency of the state or local government. So you're talking about committing crimes here. He is providing millions of dollars in checks, Gavin Newsom, to illegal aliens, while at the same time expecting the rest of the country to subsidize his spending. They want the federal government to reimburse 75% of the state's coronavirus expenditures. So what you got to do here is, number one, put out warrants for the arrest of Gavin Newsom and the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. Put out warrants for their arrest. Make them understand what they just did is not acceptable. And number two, withhold all the coronavirus spending, all of it. And if you don't want to be called a meanie, give them the coronavirus spending, but withhold all the rest of the spending because they're a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Find another area to withhold if you don't want to do coronavirus, because I don't want anyone to tie that with the Republicans wanting to punish people that are sick. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. We're not withholding money for coronavirus because you got sick with coronavirus. We're withholding money because you used that money or are using that money or are going to use that money to help illegal aliens, which is a crime. And then, you know what I think about Joe Biden. I've said many times I believe he's senile. It's my opinion. I believe he's senile. I believe all the videos prove it. And the look on Dr. Sanjay Gupta's face says it all. Biden virtually appeared on CNN from his Delaware basement again on Thursday night and struggled to put a sentence together. CNN host Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta cringed as Biden checked his notes and struggled to finish the sentence. During World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing that, was totally different than he called it World War II. He had the War Production Board. That's a quote from Biden. Earlier this week, Biden and his wife, Jill, appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe to discuss the coronavirus epidemic. Biden struggled so hard to remember what he was saying. At one point, his wife tried to chime in to help him, and she looked uncomfortable. She watched her husband struggle to speak. How could he be your nominee? Only in America could a man be the nominee who doesn't know his name or where he is anymore, doesn't know what year it is, doesn't know what year he's running, doesn't know what the race is. You know, when Obama endorsed him earlier this week, Joe's response was, for what? He doesn't know what he's doing. He's probably got depends on. His wife feeds him baby food. He doesn't know where he is anymore. It's clear he's lost it. Very clear. But only in America do you get to run like that if you're a Democrat. You don't get to run like that in America if you're a Republican. Can you imagine if a Republican candidate for president gave an answer like that? Wait, I got to repeat it one more time, real quick. During World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing that, was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
They're morons.
But here's the thing. You're joking around, Chris. He's not a moron. He was a very bright man. He clearly now has dementia. You can't be president as you have dementia. You can't. And you can't be a radio host if you have dementia. So please tell me about 20 years from now if I've got dementia. Tell me. I'll probably forget, but tell me.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.